This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA board-certified chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, and has been helping people not only there, but nationally and internationally through his website, theforbiddendoctor.com. We'll touch on some of those things, the way that you can get help from Jack. Help yourself to his help at forbiddendoctor.com. A lot of people still, and it's normal, we're talking a lot about the COVID, the virus, what you need to know, what may be different. There's a new vaccine that you know has been put under trial. And I wondered out loud earlier in one of my other programs, Jack, who's in this list of 30,000 volunteers that are choosing to be dosed with this? What goes on? What do you know about these trials? What would someone be signing up for if they were volunteering to take these first shots that the National Institute of Health says are going to be A-okay? You're not going to sign up.
Yeah, they're not telling us. No, I'm not signing up for it. Thank you. But they're not telling us who they are. I know that there was a news blip over the weekend that came out of, I don't remember if it was Nigeria or Ghana, and a lot of physicians and people down there are just stomping mad that we are not going to be your vaccine guinea pigs anymore. Uh-huh. So I know there's a lot of testing that's been going on there.
So don't they pay you to, isn't that how it works? You get paid a stipend?
There's always ads in the paper all the time. Some new diabetes drug, some new heart drug. We'll pay your travel here and back, and there will be some kind of a stipend if you'll come in and donate your tissues for our drug studies. And so I suspect there's probably something like that in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that is troubling, not only has this become a football back and forth with various members of the medical community, like you will have one point of view and somebody else has another point of view. Yeah. It's always good to challenge thinking so that people will think some more. That's A-okay. But when it becomes as political, you know, the Democrats and the Republicans are split on how to handle the virus and treatment and who to fund and whether we have some more of the was known as the PPP, all of that stuff. It's just, how do we advance? How do we medically heal if we can't agree on what makes the most sense, what the most people can agree on? There is huge disagreement as to how to handle this thing.
Oh, it's taken on religious connotations.
Oh, yes.
And it's just my God is more powerful than your God. Yeah. And neither side, they'll look at some research here and there and some new report that's come out. And I noticed that there were a couple of new reports on the news yesterday in favor of remdesivir. Mm-hmm. And all it said was taking from the abstract. It didn't take it from the study. The abstract. The abstract is at the very beginning of a printed, published study. And it's just kind of an overview. It doesn't go into the study. It doesn't go into the conclusion. It just says, here's what we were thinking about. Here's what we were trying to do. And here's a general idea. And so the news reports were based on the abstracts rather than the actual study itself. So, I mean, both sides of the argument, Republican, Democrat, pro-mask, anti-mask, you know, and the silliness about the whole mask is that if you're not covering your eyes, you're kidding yourself if you just wear a mask. Yeah. With that aside, when I say it's taken on this religious connotation, is that when you finally get down to a religious point of view, not bringing God into the issue, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no law. It no longer, the science doesn't matter. The facts mm-hmm. don't matter.
Nope.
What matters is you have to be right, because your value is so tied up in being right that you will sacrifice everything, family, marriages, business, money, in order for you to stand on that last hill and make sure I am right at all costs.
Yep. And even if it means your life.
If it means your life. You will die on that hill.
Yeah.
Because your value is so tied up with being correct and right from your point of view that the facts don't matter anymore.
No, it's really amazing. It really is. It's amazing. And you want to hear something else? This affects every aspect. I'm talking about this on every program I do because I want people to be aware of what the next step is in the insidiousness of the Chinese government to ruin American life. Some people in your neck of the woods in Utah, my neck of the woods in Massachusetts, in pretty much every state this week are beginning to receive a packet. And on the outside of the packet is Chinese writing. If it's translated, it says there's jewelry inside, a present for you. If you open it up, it contains seeds.
You have seen
and
that.
These seeds have been altered so as if they get into the soil and they start to grow and spread like wildfire, they will kill anything and everything that it touches.
Good
Any
gracious.
Corn, anything. These people will stop at nothing to destroy our way of life. And even if it's, they need our food. They're the only thing that they're negotiating on now, the trade people, because nobody's talking. The government doesn't want to talk to each other, but they're running out of food. And the Chinese government knows that if they don't provide their people with food, they're going to be closer to an insurrection, a revolution, than they are even now. But boy, I'll tell you, when you see what lengths they'll go to, it's the same as poisoning, you know, the air with a virus. And there are still people who are trying to convince you, oh, no, this wasn't the government of China. This was in a wet bar. It was an accident. The bats carried it. Right.
Yeah, some kind of scam.
I'll sell you Jack's house. Yeah, I'll sell you Jack's house in Salt Lake. Call me or, just send me an email. All right, so we want to get to the subject matter of this. There's a podcast that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is actually a celebration of sorts, and we'll get to that right after this here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Dr. Jack Stockwell back with Doug Steffen on this week's Good Day Health. There are two positions, 2 hours of Good Day Health every weekend. Jack and his point of view, and it's based on science, based on research, based on his own experience as a doctor for now he's in his 98th year of practicing in Salt Lake City. And Ken Kronos, who has a different approach to it, but you get to listen and hear it all and make judgments for yourself. Hopefully you're still able to think for yourself. Now, one of the this is a very important treatise that Jack and Mary have taken us on this week. This is the 200th podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All of them are listed there. They're all in chronological order. All the subject matter is there, so you can look up anything and everything you want to know, and you'll find some reference to it in a podcast. So podcast 200 is a focus on germs. We've talked about this. Very important for you to know about germs and the impact they have on your life, because germs, without germs, you can't live. Right? I'm synopsizing it.
The amount of microbes that exist in our gut is absolutely essential to life.
Now, you learned this as a GAPS practitioner. Is that what brought you to being a GAPS practitioner, that you knew that their theory was correct from your earlier research?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But when I ran across Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride out of Oxford in England, who had written the book GAPS, which means G-A-P-S, right, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, was the relationship between the gut and the brain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know how many decades ago it was when we started hearing about there was actually brain tissue inside the gut wall, and that the gut was considered to be a second brain because of the amount of neurons, brain neurons that are present in the wall of the gut itself. Because if there's anything the brain is concerned with, besides the water we drink and the air we breathe, is what's going through the alimentary canal, what's going through our gut, because that's where the brain is going to get its nutrition. And so it's
immediate. Isn't that the same? Isn't the fact the heart has a brain as well? That's how we
the heart
breathe.
Has an independent nervous system. Yes,
right. We can. That's why we breathe, and the heart pumps blood without us thinking about it. We breathe. What do they call it? Involuntary breathing. I forget what the exact term, but there are functions in our body that require thinking that we don't think about. So where is the thinking going on? Well,
it's interesting.
Goes on in the gut, goes on in your heart, goes on elsewhere. Go ahead.
A really interesting thing about that is that, you know, when people have a serious neck fracture where they end up as a quadriplegic, they can't move their arms, they can't move their legs anymore, but they're still breathing. They're still digesting food. They're still eliminating food. Why is that? Because there's a very important nerve called the vagus nerve, mm-hmm, that comes out of the brain, goes down along the throat, and it takes care of the breathing, takes care of the heart, takes care of digestion, elimination, kidney filtration, that is separate from what's in the spine. So even though you can have a terrible spinal injury to where you become paralyzed, what affects your breathing and life support system comes from a totally different source and a different route, as though this was kind of planned from the beginning, mm-hmm, that even if you have a serious injury, you can go on living.
It's an amazing, the body, the human body, so amazing. If you don't have a belief in a superior being, but a lot of people don't because they don't understand how things work. I think once you come to grips with what it is that makes us all tick and how the universe works, I don't think you can possibly not acknowledge that there is a superior intelligence. And that whatever, however you want to ascribe it, this is not a religious revival. It just is, as far as I'm concerned, the only practical way to consider what makes this all work. An accident? How can this be an accident? Come on. That's nonsensical, frankly. At any rate, so the germ theory of disease, don't listen. If your doctor is telling you something that seems contrary to that, maybe you ought to shop around for a different doctor or get a second opinion, as they say. Coming up in a few moments with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health, a focus on how you can stop sweet cravings. This is, I know, Jack's got me, he's got a target on my forehead for this one. So, sweetness and light. We'll discuss how the light maybe makes you think second or third third time around for your sweet cravings. That's up next here on this week's edition of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into the groove, as it were, on our weekly, it's a podcast and it's also a broadcast, Good Day Health. Find the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Jack's podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. We have two. It's a double whammy. All right, so you're always on me, Jack Stockwell, because of my sugar cravings. I like, chocolate. I'm actually, you know what? Maybe because I overdid it, I'm turning off to chocolate. I find myself not craving chocolate as much anymore. I still like a good ice cream cone. I don't eat pies and cakes. Part of it is because of my allergy to gluten. It's hard to find cakes and pies don't have that in them. I still like a good chocolate chip cookie here and there. But if I were this supplement that we're going to talk about, every week we have a supplement of the week from Standard Process. This supplement helps to deal with what? It's called Gymnema, right?
It deals with sugar cravings.
Gymnema? Why is it called Gymnema? Why don't they call them? That's the frustration I have with Standard Process. Why don't they call them what they are? This is a sugar craving supplement.
Well, it's an herb that has been around on the other side of the planet, especially India, mm-hmm. for centuries, and it has been known to reduce sweet cravings. It helps to suppress the sweet taste. So that when we're dealing with people on a weight loss program or we're dealing with people for problems with the pancreas, with sugar handling ability, diabetics, we always are recommending Gymnema because it decreases their desire for sugar. And sugar, you know, unless you have it in the most raw of states, like you're eating some fruit, or you're eating something else that Mother Nature made as opposed to the white powder you put on your cereal. Mm-hmm. When you take Gymnema, suddenly your desire for sweets gets really, really suppressed. And people find it a lot easier, especially in weight loss programs. If they will use this, they have much less desire to nibble and snack when they know it's in direct violation of the diet program that they're on.
Uh-huh.
So, well, and it also helps to restore the beta cells in the pancreas that actually manufacture insulin.
So, is sugar directly, when we talk about sugar cravings, we talk about losing weight, is it only sugar which becomes a carb that causes us to gain weight? Is that it? Is there no other way to gain weight, or is it all carb-related, sugar-related?
You can, you can build muscle if you want to do that through, heavy workout programs. You can gain weight that way, with a real heavy protein-type orientation with a workout. But the problem with sugar is that sugar raises your insulin. Mm-hmm. And insulin's number one job is fat storage. Whatever is flowing through the bloodstream at any moment the insulin goes up that the body doesn't require for energy is going to go to fat. And that's the problem with people trying to lose weight. They cut back a little bit on their sugar. They don't get the weight loss they're looking for, but they put a block in there. If you're going to lose weight, the sugar has to go.
Well,
that's why Atkins diet works so quick. I mean, that's why keto diets work so quick with a rapid weight loss, is because your insulin levels go down and your body starts using your fat for its energy source.
I've lost about 10 pounds since the end of April, mostly in the heat, the sweat, the things. I do have some ice cream every day, but that's pretty much it. Other than that, I've been eating fish and spinach and things like that because I do want to bring the weight down. And I also use Calitrin. So those things, all of those things together, I think, get me to shake it off. But a lot of people, I think the biggest problem is a lot of people don't have the patience, Jack, to do what's necessary. Losing the weight's important, but keeping it off. So then not having, once in a while you can have some sweet for sure or have some pasta, but you can't make a steady diet of it or any carbs.
That's the whole thing. The whole thing is the steadiness.
Yep. All right, we continue on another half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on this week's Good Day.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. Hurricane Isaias is expected to hit the U.S. mainland this weekend. The Nashville Hurricane Center in Miami says Isaias is expected to approach the southeast coast of Florida later today and Sunday. As of 5 a.m., the hurricane was about 80 miles south-southeast of Nassau, Bahamas. Watches and warnings have been issued for parts of Florida. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, a state of emergency has been issued ahead of Isaias. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane preparations will be more complicated given the COVID-19 pandemic, and families and businesses need to keep that in mind as they get ready.
Cooper says the hurricane could reach his state Monday, with the storm's biggest impact Monday night. President Trump said he will ban the popular video app TikTok from operating in the United States, rejecting a potential deal for Microsoft to buy the app from its Chinese-owned parent company. This is USA Radio News. A Marine training exercise in California has deadly results. USA's John Hunt has more.
Eight Marines were missing and one found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. Two Marines were among those rescued that were injured. One was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds.
Educators in Florida have gotten creative to bridge the digital divide. Rocky Hanna leads the Leon County schools. He told CBS News.
Even back to last spring, we retrofitted buses with smart technology and parked them in Section 8 housing complexes where we had high concentrations of our students who were living that could then log in, jump in on that access point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. Another week of information, something for you to consider with his podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, our podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, a focus on lots of different things. You just had a consultation with somebody who listens to us in the Chicago area.
Yes.
How often? This is part of your continuing outreach to people. You give folks 30-minute consultation, the symptom survey. So, in this case, not that you can do HIPAA stuff, but what was his problem? What kind of problems do you face mostly with people who are taking the symptom survey and then they become part of your gang, if you will?
Sure, our tribe.
Folks can sign up and pay a couple of bucks a month for Jack to be on call. So what do you find is the most common problem people have?
Well, it's interesting. We just got through talking about sugar, and it's almost always energy problems, weight problems, too much energy. You know, people will take a little, they'll take a soft drink in the middle of the morning or a candy bar or M&Ms or something like that because it picks their energy up.
Yeah.
It will, for the wrong reason. That's not the kind of energy you want. But that kind of energy will eventually burn you out. Mm-hmm. And so when I was talking to this fellow from the Chicago area, he's concerned about his weight, he's concerned about his blood pressure, he's concerned about his elevated heart and liver enzymes, he's concerned about his kidney problems. And so the first thing I start talking to him about is, well, tell me what you're eating. And so we talked, oh my goodness, we must have talked for 45 minutes for his 30-minute consultation, went at least 45 minutes, trying to help him better understand that what he is doing in the kitchen of his own home is his biggest enemy. He wanted to blame COVID, and he wanted to blame all kinds of other problems and relationships.
Well, nobody wants to look in the mirror and blame themselves.
Absolutely.
And it isn't even the right... It shouldn't take on... psychologically, it shouldn't be you're playing the blame game. Just figure out, look at it and say, well, geez, I'm doing this, 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 and this, and then figure out how to fix the problem. Blame never fixes anything. Fixing the problem requires you to sober up, if you will, maybe literally and figuratively, and take a look at your body. Who can be in denial when you see all that blubber on your body?
Yeah, that's precisely.
Yeah,
where
really.
Where did that come from?
How are you that much in denial?
Yeah.
And if you are, the case is probably hopeless. Unless you have a massive heart attack and survive. And
well, for a woman... Usually, you know, postmenopausal, they can put in anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 pounds on a year following menopause. And then all of a sudden they're 70, 75. And where did all this stuff come from? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, your energy levels changed, but your food choices didn't. And I'm not talking about a diet. I'm talking about lifestyle changes where you start moving away from the box, the bag, and the can and start moving back to the way Mother Nature provided all this stuff for us. And there's still wonderful recipes and wonderful, delicious kinds of meals that can be created with using the right kinds of spices, using butter, using creams, which is not deleterious to your health whatsoever, and have
so
a very healthy diet.
By the numbers, when you look at one-third plus, almost 40% of Americans are obese.
Yes.
Never mind their body mass index is out of whack, but they're just plain obese. Body mass index of over 30 something or other. The annual medical cost of obesity related health care expenditures outside the window of coronavirus is $150 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it costs for you to abuse yourself, because that's what you're doing. You're abusing yourself.
That's it. And back when we had the war on cancer, and then we had the war on fat and all this stuff, and everybody decided that the animal-based fats, the lard and creams and butters and things like this were bad for us, and they started going to vegetable oils, which really mess you up. And then they started going to the big pasta bars and all the pasta stuff that showed up in the 80s, thinking that somehow that was a more natural food for us to eat than the meat and everything else we had been eating up to that point. And look what's happened since then. The numbers that you just gave us.
Well, here's one more number. The average person who is overweight costs, in terms of medical procedures, $1,400 a year more than somebody who is normal in terms of weight.
Yeah.
$1,400, that's out-of-pocket money for those of you who don't get what that figure means.
It's obscene.
It really is.
Well, you know, and the kidneys begin to be affected by this, so you end up going to see, you know, a kidney doctor. The liver begins to, the heart. Why is heart disease the number one killer in America? For two reasons. The diet that does not supply the heart, the vital nutrition that it needs, and number two, too much of the bad nutrition that it does not need.
Yep.
And we still want to blame.
We're not lecturing to you here. This is up to you. We're giving you the information. You do what you want with it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's here for the taking. That's why more and more people are actually reaching out to Jack. And when they go to Forbidden Doctor, they see some of the other things that make it
so
natural,
many podcasts.
Very comfortable. Well, it's not just a podcast. It's a philosophy. The things that you've developed on your own, you and your wife have come up with a couple of products that really are second to none. The Long Life Energy Enzymes, also known as Li Enzymes, I take them every morning and every night. I give one of them a capsule in the morning and night to my dog, Daisy May.
Good.
You give them to your children, however you want to break it down. But there certainly is reason to believe that we need supplementation because the food supply is so bad. And yet, you know, you got to be smart about what you're supplementing with. That's why Standard Process becomes a focal point of ours, because it is all natural, all food-based. There are hundreds of different products that they have, and you can find those products listed too and get them through Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, I want to talk about hand sanitizers and how to know whether to use them. I saw something, the headline, I'll drop the headline on you. Antibacterial wipes are a waste of money. And more, it, I think, becomes more prominent, but this is from a biomedical scientist who says that. But when we're so busy worried about germs and keeping ourselves clean, why is this important for you to understand? We'll tell you that in just a matter of moments here as we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
The debate around guns is focused on the extremes instead of what's actually working. We're the National Shooting Sports Foundation. We represent the gun industry. For decades, we've led real solutions for safer communities while protecting the right to legally own a firearm. Our Project ChildSafe program distributes millions of free gun locks to help prevent accidents. Our work with law enforcement helps prevent suicides, gun thefts, and illegal gun purchases. Learn more at nssfrealsolutions.org. Paid for by the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore, we're all potentially at risk for being exposed to hepatitis A. There are certain groups who are at high risk, people who have chronic underlying medical conditions, people who are experiencing unstable housing, people who use drugs, and travelers. Since 2016 here in the United States, we've had 33 states that have had outbreaks of hepatitis A involving more than 33,000 infected people. We want to make sure that we take full advantage of what we can do to protect ourselves. The CDC recommends that all adults in the United States who wish to be protected against hepatitis A receive a hepatitis A vaccine.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/vaccines.
Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug, I practice without a license, but I have enough information to be dangerous, and Jack's got lots of information. He's very dangerous to people who are not critical thinkers when they just accept, okay, yep, you need to go out, for an example, the hand sanitizer stuff. There are warnings about, I think, 20 or more of these hand sanitizers that came out of nowhere. As soon as people see the opportunity, okay, let's start making masks and let's go make sanitizer. We were in the vodka business before, but we'll change from making vodka to making hand sanitizer. It's that silly. So here is this. This is addressed by the BBC in a broadcast. Trust me, I'm a doctor. And this doctor talks about the antibacterial wipes. The microbes grow back within 12 hours of using the wipes. Some bacterial colonies reform within minutes. Use simple soap, says this doctor. Soap and hot water, the same as we've been talking about. Lots of soap, because the virus, somehow or other, there's a sort of a film on it, and apparently it reacts to hot water and soap, so that it goes away, in a manner of speaking, right? Isn't that the
yeah.
story?
Yeah. Well, another thing to keep in mind, if we could just jump back a step, we live in a balance. Nature provides a balance for us. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about not too long ago the idea of germs have this terrible bad connotation. There are very, yeah. very good germs that keep the bad germs at bay. And when you start doing something that upsets that balance, like washing your hands every 30 minutes, you're asking for trouble. When you completely sanitize a hospital, which in some cases there's areas that need to be sanitized, but when you sanitize the whole thing, you throw it into a terrible imbalance, and what do you end up growing inside the hospital that you're not going to see outside that hospital? These killer superbugs.
Yep.
When you
MRSA,
start,
isn't it? Isn't that what it's called?
Was it methicillin resistant Staph aureus? Is what I think that stands for.
Yeah. Take your word for it.
Okay, good. And then And you know, whenever you do terrible things to your yard or you neglect your yard, you get a weed overgrowth.
Weeds.
But when things are set in balance, nature kind of has a way of taking care of itself. So when you start getting scared to death of germs, like every germ down the pike is going to kill you or hurt you, which is absolutely false. There are so many germs just in your nasal sinus passages, in your mouth, in your throat, in your gut, that are absolutely beneficial for life. And so the idea is to achieve a balance. Mother Nature gave us the foods that will provide that kind of balance to take place. When you wash your hands, you throw your skin into a terrible imbalance. Now, if you go to the bathroom, for Pete's sake, wash your hands. If you're preparing food in the kitchen and you touch raw foods or anything like that, when you're done, wash your hands. I mean, there's a place where there's common sense here. But when it runs off the deep end, you're going to throw the bacteria that you are absolutely covered with into an imbalance, and you're asking for trouble.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at some of the proposals for shows on TV. Who's the guy who's out to lunch suggesting a new show called The Kissing Booth 2 should be something that's front and center on television? You're gonna try to encourage people to kiss in this era? It would seem to me that would be the height of your responsibility, or just just cluelessness.
Yeah, well, you need some common sense here. That's true. But exactly. You can fall into a complete imbalance when it comes to rational thought as well, thinking that somehow a mask is going to protect you, and most viral transmission is through the white of your eyes. Mm-hmm. That's where we pick up viruses, is through the eye more than anything else. And most of these masks that people are wearing,
when you hear anybody talk about that but you, who talks about that? Other than you.
Well, they talked about it several months ago, and it kind of got pushed aside because the mask-making industry didn't want competition. I don't know. Was that a cynical thing to say?
Yeah.
It follows the dollar. But, you know, anybody who's worth their salt, who studied any aspects of virology at all, knows that you are constantly being bombarded by, in the room that you're in right now, and the room that I'm in right now, there are more viral entities floating around in the air, covering all the surfaces, than there are stars in the universe. We're talking about one with 31 zeros after
it. As my mother would say, more germs than sands, grains of sands on all the beaches all over the world.
There you go. And because you can't see them, we don't think about them.
Right.
Most of them are good. Most of them are beneficial for human health. But I'll tell you, they're landing on the whites of your eyes all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're getting into the bloodstream, and the immune system says, good guy, bad guy. Let's go after the bad guy. Good guy, bad guy. Good guy, bad guy. And they'll go after the bad guy.
All right, speaking of bad guys, there's a new treatment for arthritis supposedly involving scorpion venom. Can you imagine? This would be good for rheumatoid arthritis. A couple of million people a year in America have it. New research being done at Baylor College of Medicine. One wonders, I mean, when you think about some of the things that do cure you and where they come from, there's a lot of dangerous stuff, right?
Who made the scorpion venom?
Who made
Mother Nature.
Tried.
Yep. Mother Nature.
Yep.
So, you know, just there may be something to this.
So you're buying into that?
I'm buying into looking into the research.
Yeah.
See what they have to say.
Yeah. All right. Fix your aches and pains. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Pay attention to what Jack has to say. You'll find it very helpful. Weigh it with all the other information you have and make some good decisions for yourself regarding your health and well-being. That's what we're all about here on Good Day Health. Podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jack Stockwell, one of the premier authorities when it comes to how to safely take care of yourself. This guy's got what it takes, and I'm happy to have him as a participant in all the programs that I do. Jack and his wife Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com have a fabulous array of helpful information that's there at your service. So now, the posting today about something, this guy... sort of a way, chuckling because it's the way we all kind of get along. When you think of personal relationships, sometimes they're sweet, sometimes they're sour. And jobs can be sweet and sour. Friendships can be sweet and sour. Now, we've got some health benefits from something that's sweet and sour. This is a combo, yes, Do we take these things together, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. We've known for time immemorial the combination of something as simple as honey and apple cider vinegar. Hmm. You don't want the white vinegar. You want the apple cider vinegar so that the enzymes and minerals are present. And you want unpasteurized, raw, unfiltered honey from your local area. Every place, any health food, you know, you need health food stores, grocery stores now, will have unfiltered, unpasteurized honey from your local area. People have known for a long time it's one of the best ways to deal with seasonal allergies.
If you've got a local farmer who is, this is the best place to get it. Find it if you can't. This time of year you should have his produce people in every market and every town.
There was a book that came out a number of years ago called Folk Medicine by D.C. Jarvis, a doctor, an M.D., D.C. Jarvis, studying the people, the hills of Vermont, as to why they seem to be, in his study and research, particularly a healthy group of people.
I think there was a song written about it, too. The hills of Vermont are alive with honey.
Something like that. Yeah, it's very famous.
Okay.
I think it won Best Picture. Anyway.
Yes. no doubt. And Best Song.
Yes. Tons of studies on how apple cider vinegar and honey together can help with weight loss, it can help with allergies and cold symptoms, and it can definitely help to improve.
So what's the combo? Here's a glass, a small glass. How much apple cider vinegar do we put into the glass? How much honey do we put?
You put in a couple of tablespoons of the apple cider vinegar and a good teaspoon of the honey and stir them up together.
So mix it up with some water.
No, you don't need the water. You can dilute a little with the water, but the honey mixes easier in the vinegar than it would.
So that helps because you can't really take apple cider vinegar. I'm one who professes to have had that experience. I used to take it, take it straight, and once it got caught in my throat and burned a hole, oh my God.
No, if you're going to take apple cider vinegar, like for post digestion problems, you'd probably have a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and about 6 ounces of water.
Mm-hmm.
And dilute it down like that. And a lot of people find digestion of their food a lot easier if they'll just do something as simple as that.
Right.
But if you take the honey straight with the vinegar, if you want to dilute the vinegar with the honey a little bit and warm it up so that the honey dissolves easier, you can do that as well.
All right.
But the combination to do has been known for, together, it has been known for such a long time now to be so effective for so many reasons.
So are we so addicted to sugar and sweet that when we taste this, we'll say, I don't want this, and then not do something that's good for us? Is there a danger in that?
Oh, sure. We've done it. You know, unless you get the sugar kick, unless you get that sugar kick with everything you eat anymore for the average American, the flavor, the true underlying aroma and flavor of foods has been destroyed in the processing of those foods for shelf life, and in return they're loaded with sugar, and as a result we have moved away from the true flavorful experience of food to the kick of the sugar.
Well, a word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. So this can help you with your weight loss program. Speaking of that, if you're on a weight loss program, maybe you should consider, if it's not working or you're not feeling well, maybe you ought to consider the alternative, which is the natural way to lose weight with Calitrin. Doesn't have any drugs, doesn't have any stimulants at all. It works so well, been around for decades. Once you order it, you get what you get, and you don't have to. It doesn't automatically ship stuff to you. That's bogus. You don't want to do that. What you want to do is go to toploss.com and heed the advice that you've been listening to from me and some of the folks on the program for years and years and years now. Toploss.com. Buy three, get three free. That's the deal now. A sizzling summer deal. No shipping charge when you use the discount code DJV at toploss.com. The natural way to keep the weight, lose it, and keep it off.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.